From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Hurricane Wilma is making an agonizingly slow march across Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Rains and sustained winds up to 140 miles per hour are pounding the region, along with a storm surge of up to 11 feet. Once it passes over the Yucatan, forecasters say Wilma should turn to the east, hit Cuba, and then head for southern Florida. The first evacuation orders were issued in Florida today. The storm is expected to arrive there on Monday.
Dudley Althaus is a reporter for the Houston Chronicle. He's in Cancun on the Yucatan Peninsula. We spoke with him earlier today.
It's been raining and very windy since last night about 10 o'clock. The severe winds are just now starting, and they expect it to last for another 6 hours.
Now, we're talking to you. It's about 2:30 Eastern time, and you're expecting this will go on for some time where you are.
They have an emergency radio network here in the city, and the mayor of Cancun and the city council and some other officials just had a conference that was put out by the radio, and they said they warned people that the worst is yet to come. They expect this to last for another 6 hours of heavy winds, and they're warning people to stay inside.
Now, when you say heavy winds, what have they projected?
They're saying 230 kilometers per hour, which is about, I think, about 135 miles per hour, if my math is correct. There's gusts that are much stronger. And that's been going on all day long, since the early morning.
Are you seeing debris? Are you seeing things that have fallen down, fallen over?
Things have fallen. There's quite a few trees down through Cancun, quite a few trees and power lines down. The city's without power. It's 95% without power. And some parts of the city are flooded up to 3 feet deep. But this is fairly flat land, and it's going to drain rather quickly. The concern is that there's going to be some sort of surge. There's a bay in between the hotel zone and the main city, and that should protect the city itself from any major storm surge of any kind. But there is some fear of that, especially in the hotel district. There's a fear that there'll be flooding coming back at the hotels from behind.
How many people evacuated Cancun, and how many stayed behind?
It's hard to tell, but the city government said there were 34,000 tourists here on Wednesday. A lot of them got out by plane. The radio was saying yesterday between 18 and 20,000 were still left in Cancun. I have no way of verifying those numbers. All the hotels have their own designated shelters where they've evacuated people to, and there are quite a few tourists who have evacuated, many from the States and many from England.
Well, that's the tourists. What about the Mexican population?
The Mexicans have not really evacuated. I'm sure some have gone, but it's not a Katrina or a Rita kind of evacuation. It's people who are basically hunkering down here and staying in. The great concern among officials here is that people are too complacent about the storm. There's been a number of storms that have threatened Cancun in the past 15, 20 years that I know of, but haven't really hit here. The last storm to hit here direct on was Hurricane Gilbert in 1988. And since then, many storms have threatened here but never hit. And since then, the city has grown from basically a village to, well, the city government officials said yesterday there's 700,000 people in the city and its surrounding communities. And this, 25 years ago, this was a fishing village.
Dudley, have you even thought about venturing outside?
I was out briefly this morning, ran out to my car to get something. And there are people driving around. The mayor of Cancun, spent most of the morning going from shelter to shelter, the mayor and other officials, visiting people and checking up on things. They said they took 300 tons of food that was in danger of being flooded in one warehouse and got it out and got it over to some other shelter. So there are people out there, but it's frankly not really worth the risk.
What about food and water supplies for the people who did stay behind?
Well, it's going to be a concern. Some of the shelters claim they have enough food to last through Saturday and into Sunday. Now, if the storm moves any slower than it's moving, that could be a concern. The shelters are extremely packed and extremely uncomfortable, but they're safer than maybe some of the houses people were living in. The mayor's office has been receiving a lot of calls from people wanting to be rescued now. And the mayor was just on the radio saying, listen, we try to tell people to get out. It's too late. You know, if you're in trouble, go to your neighbors. We can't get to you, and in the next few hours it's going to be extremely severe. We cannot get to you. Stay put. Stay where you're at. They cannot come and get you. If now you're in a panic situation, if you're afraid of the storm, it's too late.
Dudley Althaus, thanks very much for talking with us.
Okay, thank you.
Dudley Althaus is a reporter with the Houston Chronicle who spoke with us from Cancun, Mexico.